Welcome to the podcast of the Student Christian Movement. SCM is a community of students, past and present, and it is community that is at the heart of who we are and how we do things. Based in the UK, our vision of SCM is as a generous community, expressing a lived faith in Jesus Christ where social action meets prayerful devotion. We seek to be both a radical voice for equality and justice, and a safe home for progressive Christian students. Well, we are back for 2024. We hope that you had a lovely Christmas and New Year, whatever it is you were doing. And we're excited to get into the new episodes for the year. Today, we will be starting with a meditation based off of some of Bonhoeffer's writings from his dissertation called Sanctorum Communio. And we are talking about the concept of being for others. So this is a meditation, so take some time to find a space that you can be comfortable and open your heart to God in this moment. In his doctoral work, Sanctorum Communio, Bonhoeffer writes about the sociology of the church and what it means to be in community. This community exists as one of love through the power of the Holy Spirit. It is a love which is not humanly possible, but is only possible through faith in Christ. This love is part of our vocation as Christians and calls us to love our real neighbours for their own sake and knows no limits in its ability to embrace God's will for others. Bonhoeffer describes this community by saying that Christ died for the church community so that it may live one life with each other and for each other. This being for each other must now be actualized through acts of love. Three great positive possibilities of acting for each other in the community of saints present themselves. First, self-renouncing active work for the neighbour. Second, intercessory prayer. And finally, the mutual forgiveness of sins in God's name. All of these involve giving up the self for my neighbour's benefit, with the readiness to do and bear everything in the neighbor's place. Let's take a moment now to reflect on what it means to live in this community of love. For many of us, we have been let down by the church community, hurt, rejected, or pushed out. Yet the invitation of Bonhoeffer is not necessarily to the institutions we refer to as the church, but rather to the really existing church community that is living in love through the power of the Holy Spirit. Where have you seen the church community acting in love in unconventional or unexpected places? Can you think of moments where others have acted in love on your behalf? It is in these places that we find the church community that Bonhoeffer refers to, empowered by the Spirit. With all this in mind, let's take a moment to pray. The prayers offered here are an alternative version of the Lord's Prayer from the Iona Community's Shared Prayers and a prayer from the Wild Goose resource group. Source of all life, our companion in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your community come, your vision be realized on earth as it is in heaven. Give us today all that sustains us, free us from the harm we do, and heal us from the harm done to us. Shield and guide us in the times of trouble, and deliver us from evil. For the community, the vision, and the joy are yours, now and forever. With the eye of a weaver, you have chosen us such, different threads to be gathered in unity, that the world might believe. So may we not serve your purpose unless we are open to each other, not care for each other unless we reflect your love. Not dare to love like you, unless we are glad to accept the cost and joy of discipleship. As friends and followers of Jesus, in whose name we pray. Amen.